Well, you know, we had two or three doctors back then. And I can remember the Baptist church. I put my membership in the Baptist church here. And I remember the first pastor. You know, he had he had a DD to his, Doctor of Divinity. No doubt he served three several churches, you know, to have that. But we had a nice caliber of preachers, if that's the right word to use for educated, you know. But Ryan didn't grow very much until the last few years. There's a lot of trailer homes here now. There's a big change. When I go to church today, I don't have the feeling, seem like, that I once did, because it has made a drastic change. So many coming in that I don't know, you know, like all times.
Has it grown a lot?
There are
a lot more people here now?
Oh, yes, quite a few more. And most of the old ones that were the substantial beginners are gone.
But did they have children? Or
yes, some of them do. There's not very many, though, that live here.
You're lucky to have your son here?
Well, I have the one son that lives here. I have a son in South Carolina and one in Florida. And but one here.
How was you? Do you know your old recipes? I know that you must. I know you must be a wonderful cook.
Oh, I'll tell you, Joe. I used to pride myself on it, but you know, you see, I've been alone now for about 15 years. I have just dwindled down to not cooking much. If I had the art at one time, I've lost it. And I don't know whether I still make my same old. I'm not much on the newfangled recipes, all this mixture, you know. I still cling to macaroni and cheese, my old way, you know, and just, I still cook when I have company, more or less like I always did. Oh, I don't know, Joe, that I could give you a decent one. I don't go by recipes much. I just know how to do it, don't you know?
Well, tell me how you cook something that you don't have to.
You see, now, like cornbread, when I had a family, I'd make that and biscuits. I hadn't made a biscuit in 15 years. I don't eat them anymore. And cornbread, I buy mixes, you know, and Jiffy and different things that make good muffins and things like that. Well, I could give you a macaroni recipe.
Tell me.
Well, I make a casserole. I cook my, I'm particular about the macaroni I use. And I get the kind of, I boil my macaroni in plenty of water until it gets tender, you know, tender. And then I put a layer of macaroni in my casserole and follow it with beaten eggs, several eggs, say three eggs according to the amount you're cooking, several eggs.
Four eggs.
You beat your eggs up with milk.
Okay.